was supposed to unlock Venezuela's long-standing political deadlock. But at the end of a highly expected international conference in Bogotá, the announcements showed little concrete results.
Common positions were identified. First, the need to establish an electoral timeline that allows for the holding of free and transparent elections with full guarantees for all Venezuelan actors. Second, that the steps agreed to the satisfaction of the parties go hand in hand with the lifting of the various sanctions.
Representatives from 19 countries and the European Union gathered in the Colombian capital to try and force a restart of the talks between the Venezuelan government of Nicolás Maduro and the opposition that were suspended months ago in Mexico. Since then, Colombian President Gustavo Petro has become a de facto mediator between the United States, Maduro, and the opposition to try and forge a roadmap out of the long-running crisis. One in which the U.S. will agree to lift sanctions in exchange for free elections.
We need to establish a timeline for the elections and its guarantees. The Venezuelan people need to choose freely, with a sovereignty and without pressure, what they want.
The U.S. and the European Union sent a high-level delegation to the conference, signaling they agreed that the Mexico talks are the best path forward after having failed to force a regime change in Venezuela, despite years of economic crisis in the country that forced millions to flee. On Monday, the conference was almost disrupted by the unexpected arrival of Juan Guaidó, the former leader of Venezuela's opposition, who hoped to meet with international delegates without having been invited. The Colombian government said he had entered the country illegally and that they allowed him to leave for the United States. Guaidó questioned Petro's neutrality in the negotiations and said he feared for his family back home.
After 60 hours on the road to get to Bogotá, escaping the persecution of the dictatorship, defying the Maduro regime, they're taking me out of Colombia. The persecution of the dictatorship, unfortunately, has reached Colombia.
But in the end, Guaidó wasn't the main problem. The real issue is just how to convince Maduro to loosen his grip on power. The Venezuelan government insists that sanctions need to be lifted immediately, including some $3.2 billion held in U.S. banks. For now, the international community is just hoping to be able to convince Maduro to sit down with the opposition again. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Bogotá.